Greetings in Jesus' name on this 30th day of November, the year of our Lord, 2022. It's currently in the 30s outside, and we're expecting rainy conditions, especially windy conditions, almost hurricane-force winds coming in here tonight. It's going to be kind of a rainy, windy, stormy day, but a wonderful Wednesday as we're preparing our hearts even now for the Word of God tonight as it goes forth in power and glory. Oh my, may the Lord help us to preach the Word with the Holy Ghost sent down from heaven. And what a time we're going to have at the house of God tonight. I'm preparing even now for working all day today, putting in new doors, demoing, building new walls, hanging sheetrock, and we're just feverishly working on our new addition. We're asking God to help us with that new addition and to provide all the finances that are involved, hundreds of thousands of dollars. And the Lord knows we're trusting Him to take care of every need. We know that He's faithful. We know that He's always met the need. And we're trusting Him to continue to do that He has already done in the past. And we know He's going to do in the future. I want you to take your Bibles and look with me in John chapter 3 and verse number 15. The Bible says that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have eternal life. I want us to notice this great verse of the Bible. Sometimes it's overlooked, but I don't want us to overlook it today. Sometimes we overlook verse 15 because we're headed to verse number 16. But verse number 15 is power-packed. Notice the whosoever of verse number 15, that whosoever believeth in Him. I'm glad today that we have a whosoever gospel, that whosoever believeth in Him. I one day years ago, back in 1976, I was one of these whosoevers. Thank God for the day that I placed my faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. And it's wonderful to be able to cast the gospel net to whosoever. And as we preach the gospel here in Maine and all over this region, it is a whosoever gospel. It is the gospel of being able to share it with everybody and anybody we meet, no matter their walk of life, no matter their political stance, no matter their stature, no matter their wealth or poor. Thank God we can go to the whosoever's of this world. Notice the next phrase, that whosoever believeth in Him. It's not the church that's going to get us to heaven. It's not the set of rules that's going to get us to heaven. But it's whosoever believeth in Him. Oh, we believe in Him for salvation. We believe in Him for service. We believe in Him for the satisfaction of life. We're trusting Christ and Him alone to guide us throughout this journey of life. For whosoever believeth in Him. And then the next phrase, should not perish. Oh my, I'm glad today because I have believed in Him. Am I talking to anybody today in the radio land that's believed in Him? It should not perish. Oh, thank God for the promise that I should not perish. And then the last phrase says, but have eternal life. I am grateful to the Lord today that I have believed in Christ, and I'm not going to perish. I have eternal life. I don't have to worry about when I pass through this veil of tears one day. Thank God, I'm going over to glory to be with my Savior, who I have eternal life with. I'm glad I'm not only going to have eternal life, but I'm glad I even have it now. And I wonder today if there's anybody that can bear witness of this great Bible truth found here in John chapter 3 and verse number 15. What a truth, what a word, what a blessing to know that we've believed in Him. We're not going to perish, and we have eternal life. You've been listening to this Wednesday edition of the Wings with the Word radio broadcast. Please send all correspondence to Tango Bravo Echo Lima Lima T-Bell at metrocast.net. God bless you. Have a wonderful Christ-filled day, and we'll talk to you once again on tomorrow.